Hi. Welcome back to another episode of Belly's
Ultimate Cream.
I'm Aisha, and
I'm Belly.
Whew, these past 2 weeks have been a little busy. We've been prepping for the girls to get back to school. So with all of that, Belly has been in a flare up really bad the past 2 weeks. I mean, it's not anything that we have not experienced. I think it's just getting a little worse because she is getting older. She's very smart, so when we wrap her, do an ACE bandage on her, she will like pull the ACE bandage up and scratch in there, or just take the whole thing off, and she'll come over to us and say, I'm healed. So we've been battling that. We've also been increasing her baths and her showers as well. When she first got diagnosed with eczema when she was 6 months, her dermatologist suggested that we wash her up once, maybe twice a week. And now they are recommending us washing her up every single day, because she cannot use any soaps that's in the store, the Dove for eczema, the Aveeno, any of those products. We started making her her own soap. We've been using the goat milk, peppermint oil, just to have like a little scent, the unrefined shea, and the sea buckthorn oil. When we first started, it was giving her a little relief. We noticed that she had stopped scratching, and then it just seemed like it just stopped working. So we are back at step one. We went back to the drawing board, and played around with the soap, added some more stuff, subtracted some stuff. So that's where we are now. We are trying our best to not do the new medication that they prescribed for her. It's Dupixent. They normally started in children 6 years old. And as you know, Belly is 3 years old. So we're trying our best to avoid doing that. The side effects for that medication, let me see. We didn't like the side effects. And like I said, it's starting children for 6 years and up. So let me see. My co-host just ran away, so give me a minute. Let me see. So the side effects, it can lower the immune system. It weakens the immune system even more. The site area where you give the injection can be irritated. It also causes like irritation of the eyes, and yeah, so we're just trying our best to stay away from it. It's just too much, especially with the coronavirus going on. We are in the house. She does not leave. All of her doctor's appointments have been telehealth, thank God. So here we are. The common side effects include injection site reaction, pink eye, swollen or puffy eyelids, oral herpes, inflammation of the cornea, eye itching, and dry eye. The recommended dosage amount is 600. They lowered hers down to 200. Milligrams, and yeah, it's too risky. Her doctor did tell us that he was hesitant to prescribe that because of the current pandemic and that it weakens the immune system. Her immune system is already low. So yeah, also she has asthma. During this pandemic, her asthma has, thank God, been pretty much under control. Last week we found ourselves giving her she had 3 breathing treatments last week. And I think, I mean, as you know, they're all tied in together, eczema, asthma, as well as allergies. So that's pretty much where we have been. What we've been doing these past 2 weeks, just trying to get her eczema under control as best we can. And yeah, I just want to do like a couple myths, because there are a few myths out there and people don't really understand it. One of the myths is daily baths, like, will it agitate the eczema? So I'm just going to read something really quick. Daily bathing is fine as long as you keep things simple. Make use of the special creams, the special soaps that are on a scale for bathing with eczema. Heat can often trigger flare-ups, so use warmer rather than hot water. Avoid bubble baths and soaps that can strip the skin's natural oils. Use a soap substitute. So like I said, we do use a soap substitute that we have started making. And what else? We have started doing the wet wrap again. The wet wrap just consists of, you know, if you decide to do a bath or a shower, take them out, just damp them with a towel, put the medicine on there and wrap them up. They suggest keeping that on there for about 30 minutes to help keep all the moisture in, the medicine in. Belly has been on steroids for her eczema since she was 6 months. So her body is immune to all of this. So nothing that they give to us really has any type of reaction for her anymore, because she's been on it all of her life. Let me see some of the medications that Belly has been on. Mupirocin, dexamethasone, desonine. Let me see what else. Tacromolinus, TACROLIMUS. Let's see. I think she's been on a few other medications as well. So, yeah. Let me see what else. Eczema is not contagious. So if you come in contact with someone with eczema, you cannot get it. yeah. And let's see what else. I'm waiting for Belly to come down, to see if there is anything that she would like to add. I mean, obviously we're her parents and we're going through it with her, but we really don't know how she feels inside, I guess, like, if that makes sense. I was telling my girlfriend that you know, she's scratching and scratching and scratching, especially at night, and she doesn't cry, she doesn't whine or anything like that. She'll come to us, I guess, once she has fulfilled that itch, and now she's bleeding. Belle, come here, baby. So yeah. And here comes our co-host. I'm gonna see if she can answer any questions. And here's no, I did that one. Come on, Belle. Okay. Come here, baby. Hi.
Hi.
So we're doing our podcast, okay? So I'm just going to ask you some questions, okay? Mm-hmm. Okay. It's okay. So, Belly.
Yes.
So, you have eczema, right? Here, sit down, baby. You have eczema, right?
Yes.
And it's really itchy? Yes?
Yes.
Now, how does that make you feel when you have to scratch, baby?
You put...
Huh?
A wrapper on me.
Yes, we do have to wrap you. And how does that make you feel?
Better.
It makes you feel better? And how does it feel when you're scratching? Like you're in pain? Like you're itchy? Yeah? What does it feel like to keep scratching?
It feels like I will bleed.
Yeah, so if you keep scratching, you will bleed. Yeah. And what else? How does it feel to be wrapped up?
I don't know.
You don't like to be wrapped up?
No.
Do you like to be wrapped up?
Nope.
No? Why not?
So I don't.
You don't like it?
No.
Okay. It is, you know, very heartbreaking to see her go through this, and it's like nothing that we can really do. Yeah, it's very heartbreaking. So do you have anything else to say, Belle?
No.
Okay. All right, so this episode was just like I guess an update and a uncut raw episode of really what's been going on. And yeah, I'm going to keep you guys posted if we decide to do the Dupixen. And we're going to come back with some more episodes and doing a lot more explaining on what eczema is, more of what eczema is, how it affects you, the statistics, people growing out of it, if you don't grow out of it, things like that. I read somewhere said that normally children that get eczema when they are infants normally grow out of it by the time they are 2 years old. The next statistic is when they are teenagers, 16 years old. So we are hoping that Belly, that is not like that for Belly. That maybe in the next year, months, that she grows out of it, and this will, you know, hopefully be a thing of the past. All right. Thank you guys for listening, and we'll see you next time for Belly's eczema journey. Say bye.
Bye. It's impressive.